Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And good afternoon. They're wining and dining, everyone here at Global Meetings Industry Day now. They've come on out. They're eating lunch. They're having a drink. And everyone's getting to visit with each other. Hundreds of people from not only here, but all across the country, journalists, meeting planners, and others, to celebrate Global Meetings Industry Day. And to help us continue our conversation, Stephanie Turner joins us now, the Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans & Company. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate, and it's an honor to have WWL here at Global Meetings Industry Day.
It's the energy in here is just unbelievable.
I think our industry is so special because we're an industry of people who come together to serve others. And when we host meetings in New Orleans, we really do break down barriers. We solve problems. We make connections. We make friends. We just experienced a great drumline, and we made new friends. And you can't do that any other way. And you can't do it any other place better than in New Orleans. And that's why we like to say that New Orleans is built to host. It starts with the people. But all the science and innovation and technology happening here makes it a place where you can execute strategically complex events, get business done, solve problems, and have the best time and eat the best food that you can't get anywhere else.
You know, I like the fact that you highlight that people are here not only getting business done, and a lot of people who are here today, they're working, and they're working hard, but their work is about fun too. It's about enjoying yourself and others. And that's something that New Orleans offers that you just can't get in many other places.
We hear that over and over again, that the connections you make in New Orleans last a lifetime. We had dinner with our panelists last night. We all came together. We have new friendship. And we know each other from our industry, but to have that experience where you connect and have a good time, you can't do it anywhere else. And I think coming out of the pandemic, when that was taken away from us, now that we really celebrate the importance of discoveries that are made, Lauren Parr, our panelist, said that she really appreciates her doctor being able to go to meetings in person and learn new techniques because she wants to be well taken care of. And that's what happens in our industry. And so often people think of a conventioneer as just someone with a badge going to a restaurant, which are wonderful and important things, but business gets done, and it gets done in a fun way.
And that's the key. I mean, just today we've had a gospel choir, we've had a drum line, we've had some amazing food, everyone's got something in their hand to drink. I mean, it really is a fun environment where business is getting done, and that's got to be one of the things that New Orleans is built to do.
Yes.
When you say built to host, we're also built to entertain, built to inform, and built to be much more than just a place to sit in a room and talk about things.
That's right. We sneak in the education amongst all of the great experiences, right? And I think that when people are coming to New Orleans, they're seeing all the global hospitality investment in New Orleans. You know, the opening of the Four Seasons, the Virgin, Caesars taking place. Look at our beautiful historic City Park. So many people don't know. You can come here and go to City Park and have an experience in the Botanical Gardens or attend an event in a place that's bigger than Central Park. And so New Orleans is just so much more complex and offers so many other things than people typically realize. And that's one of the things we've been working to do with Built to Host. Expand people's knowledge about what can be done and what is possible if you're a dreamer in New Orleans.
How often do you surprise folks who are looking for a place to come, and they start telling you, well, we can't come to New Orleans because I don't think we can do this there, I don't think we can do this there, or they want to do something, and you say, absolutely, we can do that.
A lot. You know, we're very fortunate, and we're blessed to be such a beloved destination. It's nowhere do I go, and when they say, where are you from, and I say New Orleans, they either have a story or they've been here and they want to share a connection. There's real interest. And we have a reputation of being a wonderful place, a food place, a music place, all the fun things we do, festivals, fairs, Mardi Gras. And so we're working super hard to interject all these business opportunities, like you said. They're very unique. The Artemis rocket being built here, people don't know that. You know, all the things that are happening with coastal restoration, the oyster recycling program, for instance, when you tell an event organizer that if you eat at certain places, those oyster cells will be taken, cleaned, and then brought to the coast to help with climate change and sustainability. And in our industry these days, sustainability is a very important topic. And so when they realize how connected and plugged in New Orleans is into many more things, then there's a great deal of excitement about why then they want to come.
You know, and most people, when they're looking at New Orleans, they know about the French Quarter, they know about the Superdome, they know about the Mississippi River, but they may not know, like you said, that we have one of the largest public parks in the world, let alone in the country, and that there are so many opportunities at City Park. They may not realize that there are things that you can do here you can't do anywhere else. I gotta imagine it's very hard to close down streets and have a parade for your business anywhere else in the country other than in New Orleans, where you can do that. You can have a second line parade just for you right here in New Orleans.
You can, and the excitement in people's faces when they see that and how special they feel is amazing. And one of the things we're doing at New Orleans and Company is really trying to pair experiences with the group's needs. So for instance, sometimes, you know, we're not really well known for health and wellness, but we have so much health and wellness opportunity, so many green spaces. So when they come to town, instead of just doing a hotel tour or a venue tour, which are necessary, we go the extra step to take and pair them with a wonderful wellness opportunity, or to a rooftop that shows you a beautiful skyline, or to the park and experience the sculpture gardens or the children's museums, and their mind becomes expanded and they then become very much more interested in New Orleans. And this is key because coming out of COVID, the competition for meetings is at an all-time high. You compete with everyone. So being different and showing that you're innovating and growing and you're not the same, but yet you are the same most authentic place is really key to being a competitor.
Tell me about the convention sales and services team that you had. Who is on that team and what does that team do?
So our team is responsible for going out, traveling, bringing customers to town, and when they travel, they make sales calls, they entertain, they make presentations. We travel as a community, and we travel to places where event organizers work. We travel to trade shows where our customers attend, and we are there competing against other destinations. But for us at New Orleans and Company, we cannot just stop at selling. And in our world, our customers may book their meeting and arrive within a couple of months, or it could be in 10 years. So the relationships are very long. So our team, sales sells, but they also retain those relationships, and our services team stays with them every step of the way, helping them find venues, activities to do, working on permitting. Those parades need to get permitted, and all the things that happen. You know, one of our panelists uses 40 hotels in the convention center and venues. That takes a tremendous amount of coordination, and our team does that. Our team also has added convention marketing. So we're helping customers build microsites, we're helping them drive attendance, because ultimately, when you have booked that meeting in New Orleans, the attendance needs to show up, or they don't want to come back. So we like to think of ourselves as a full service organization that really brings the whole hospitality community together. We're like the umbrella of the hospitality community.
We're talking with Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President for Convention Sales and Strategies at New Orleans and Company. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your experiences in the recent past and looking ahead to the future, because I heard the Lieutenant Governor say that 2023, he thinks is going to be a record year. Finally, since 2019, getting back to those pre-pandemic levels in terms of visitors and spending and everything else we use to measure success in the tourism business. I want to hear what your experience has been like since 2019, when everything was on fire and everything was booming, through the pandemic and now how things are looking for this year and years to come. We'll find out what Stephanie Turner says about that coming up after this as we celebrate Global Meetings Industry Day here at the Hyatt Regency in New Orleans with New Orleans & Company highlighting the value of bringing business back to New Orleans, having meetings, conventions, expositions, and other gatherings, and what it means to our community. New Orleans & Company Senior Vice President Stephanie Turner is our guest. And Stephanie, it had to be tough during the pandemic to be in your role of, it was your job to get people to bring their clients, their businesses, their conventions, their meetings here to New Orleans at a time when everyone was doing everything virtually. How did you keep your wits about you and stay positive during that time, and how have things progressed since then?
Well, we had to be very comfortable being uncomfortable and not seeing a horizon, because there wasn't a clear horizon for a very long time. And our industry was devastated, and it really had an impact on people. You know, our team, keeping them together, motivated, engaged every day, keeping engagement with them visually. You know, we went totally teams, totally from home, so we could see each other, and that was key. And we did the same thing with our customers. We just kept on talking to each other. Nobody knew what was going to happen, but we started working together and working on how to understand the guidelines, how to work with our medical communities, our fire marshals, how do we expand on these guidelines and meet safely. And so as an industry, we came together to solve for that. And we were very successful in New Orleans. We had such great support in our community, and we were able to bring back meetings safely. And it was a very joyous time, because when you can't see people for almost 2 years, it's difficult. And it's difficult mentally. It can be depressing. And so working together, not only locally, but nationally and globally, to fight for an industry that we believe is so profoundly important to moving society forward.
And here we are now. The Lieutenant Governor this week said he thinks we're going to break records in 2023 like we were in 2017, 2018, 2019. You've got your finger on the pulse. Are you seeing that we are in that growth trend and that everybody is ready to resume what we saw pre-pandemic?
So in my role, we're responsible for putting that base of convention business that all the other segments layer from. New Orleans doesn't have the amount of business travel that other destinations do, so we're very dependent on the meetings industry to give us that foundational piece. And so we were very fortunate in 17, 18, and 19. Those are the years we look to as our three-year average that we aspire to be. And in 2022, we had an amazing lineup. Thousands of hotel meetings in hotels. I think that's often lost. We all talk about the convention business, but almost half of what our team does goes into the hotels. One hotel meetings like you're seeing here in the Hyatt.
So hundreds or a few thousand, not the tens of thousands that we see at the convention center.
And those all add up together to create what we call compression. And it's vitally important to have the mix of them all here in New Orleans. Now, Lieutenant Governor speaking about the entire state and other regions, I'm going to dial it back to New Orleans and the 26,000-ish hotel rooms that are downtown. So we had an amazing 2022. We hosted Final Four. It was record-breaking. There wasn't a hotel room in sight. Tremendous amount of large citywide meetings. So very thrilled about 2022, finished very strong. 23 has some opportunity, but there's also a lot of short-term demand. And it's difficult to forecast because corporations are getting off the side and coming in, and associations. The real benefit about associations for them is that these meetings make money, and their annual meetings are the most important because it funds the organization. So there's motivation. And there's also, you know, things have settled down. This domino post-COVID rebookings have settled down, and so there's a lot of more short-term demand. Hopefully the recession settles down and we move forward. But our convention calendar, 24, 25, we have Super Bowl. You know, I look out to 30, 31, 32. I'm very encouraged about what I see, and I'm excited for the future in New Orleans.
All right, so the worst is behind us. The future is bright. We don't know if this will be the record year, or maybe we got to wait till next year, but things are on the right trajectory.
Things are very good, and we just take it one day at a time.
You just hosted a panel. Tell us about that.
It was wonderful. We brought in three individuals that represent the global meetings industry. You spoke to Sheriff earlier today with PCMA. Lauren Parr is next to me. You'll be talking to her next with American Geophysical. And then Ryan Tucker with Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity will be on soon. And we wanted to talk to them from their perspectives. Lauren is in science and earth, and what those meetings mean and why they're important and how they change climate change. We want to talk to Ryan about the Kappas because they've been in existence for hundreds, since the early 1900s, and they really have a profound impact on society, the things that they do in community service, and why they were founded, because they didn't have a place to go. And so when you think of it in that context, and this is because people, 10 people came together and formed a group, meetings do have the ability to change society. And we believe that it is important. And the last piece of it that I think is the most important is the human connection. Because if we don't agree, but we look at each other eye to eye, and I can say, well, Dave, I don't necessarily agree with that. And you say, well, Stephanie, I don't necessarily agree either. But, you know, I respect your opinion. I didn't know that before. And so then you become more tolerant. And that's really what we're trying to do in our industry, is create relationships that solve problems together. And you don't always have to agree.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, and Sheriff pointed out that a lot of people didn't know what they had till it was gone.
Yes.
That you can't accomplish the same kind of collaboration and discussion via a LinkedIn post, an email, or even a Zoom meeting that you can when you get people together in a room.
That's right. And in the Zoom call, sometimes I look different, you look different, and then we meet face-to-face, and you say, I'm sorry. You want to apologize, because it wasn't that you weren't staring at them on your computer screen. It's just that there might be some glare, something might happen. So, you know, I can watch your body language and know if you're ready to say something, I think, or you, me. So, yes, there's nothing more important than human connection.
Well, we appreciate your connecting with us and highlighting the importance of not only meetings in terms of generating change and helping the organizations that come here, but to our community and all of the economic impact it has here in New Orleans.
Well, thank you, Dave. We really appreciate WWL being here.
Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention and Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!